This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Travis Thomas from Nesson in for Jones today. And let's get to the stuff we didn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including Zach Martin is going to retire from football. The the Dallas Cowboy guard, who is a 9-time Pro Bowler, 7-time All-Pro, and a member of the All-2010s team, is going to hang it up at the age of 34.
How about them Cowboys? I mean, it just gets even worse for them, doesn't it?
Seriously. Yep.
7-10 last year. They lose their coach.
Sad.
They settle for an in-house coach who was like, me? You want me to coach the team? Okay.
Like, I don't think so.
Now, yeah. An old-timer's retiring. Boy.
That's tough.
Things are, Jarrah's not aging well, huh?
Speaking of Jerry, though, this is the one time I would give him credit because everybody, you know, he is the GM of the team, yeah. Right? And everybody kind of laugh at it. And there was, in this draft that they took Zach Martin, everybody assumed they were going to take Johnny Manziel.
Oh, that was that draft.
They're like, oh, he's definitely like, oh, that's a classic Jerry pick. Yeah. Classic. He's going to take Manziel. No, he took Zach Martin,
smart.
Who was a all-pro guard smart. Every year. He's kind of a plug-and-play guy, and yeah. So somehow avoided taking Manziel.
G-R-A-B-B-A-G. You can call me Fab Cadet. G-R-A-B-B-A-G. You can call me Fab Cadet.
How about this? Anthony Davis progressing, but still out at least 2 more weeks.
Oh.
After the big blockbuster trade in the NBA, Luka Doncic didn't play last night, and he hasn't been very good with the Lakers. Anthony Davis played a half of one game.
Oh,
and
what a half it was.
He started great, and then he was out, and he was done. Like, what a mess of a trade. I mean, Dallas Mavericks fans are rejecting the product. Anthony Davis might not play. Brian Windhorst was on yesterday saying there's no guarantee Luka signs an extension with the Lakers. What a mess. I mean, it made for a very entertaining trade deadline in the NBA, but yikes.
How Anthony Davis was it to come out in your debut,
so good.
Put up buckets? So everyone's good. Like, maybe this isn't so bad. And then non-contact. Oh,
yep.
He goes down, and we haven't seen him since.
Uh-huh.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab, bag, 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 grab, grab, bag.
Texas football coach Steve Sarkisian has signed an extension through the 2031 season. He's going to make $10.8 million next year and in his final year, $12.3 million, which makes me think once again, like, how many of these college coaches are even going to end up going to the pros? Like, it's certainly not for the money. I mean, you look at what the top end guys, like the Ryan Day deal he just signed in Ohio State, Sarkisian's extension there. Because there was like the rumors that, hey, maybe Deion Sanders might leave and go pro. It's like, maybe they want the challenge, but they're not leaving for the money. Like, the money's clearly there in college football.
Well, I mean, why would you leave for the pros when it's already the pros?
You're basically doing the same job now.
I mean, trades are transfer portal. Free agency's NIL.
Right.
Yeah, there's no such thing now as, like, there used to be some time off for the college coaches. There's no such thing of that anymore. You're 24/7 just like an NFL coach is. What's the difference? Sark, though, that's a great investment for Texas to keep that guy there. Eventually he'll break through. That's too talented of a program. And now it's the Arch Manning era. Yeah, they're going to get a title. They'll get a natty at some point.
What's your prediction for Bill Belichick at North Carolina?
I think Bill is going to raise, and he kind of already has, he's going to raise the attention level of UNC, which will help get in recruits and get attention on that program, which is known for basketball and not so much football.
Yeah.
I think he'll make it more of a football brand. I think he'll get them into the college football playoff shortly, if not this year. And then his son will take over a powerhouse. I don't think Bill
lead them to the promised land.
I think so.
Do you think Bill makes a college football playoff in his time there?
Yes. And then that's what I mean. I think he levels them up.
Got it.
And then his son reaps the benefits. Because his son can coach.
We'll see. I mean,
well, I think his son can coach.
Okay. I mean,
he's a weirdo.
Yeah,
but he can coach.
Facial expressions.
Yeah,
odd.
He's strange. Well, he can coach.
I don't know. Like, so he had 1 year away from Bill, right? He was the D coordinator last year with Washington. So, yeah. Like, I guess we'll sort of see what he could do.
And he had some success there, too. I think he can coach.
Okay. I just think, you know, when Bill was here and Steve and Gerard Mayo kind of co-ran the defense. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, all right, how much credit do either of those guys get? Because it is a Bill defense. And then we see Mayo for a year have a shot at it. Not great. So, yeah, it'll be determined with Steve. I do think, though, that Bill's going to have success. The ACC is not great. And you could go on a run there. All you have to do is basically beat Clemson, and then you're going to be in the in the tournament. So, yeah, he's got a chance.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. Instead of a
grab bag,
which is what I am.
Former Chargers head coach Brandon Staley has teaming up with Kellen Moore in New Orleans. He's going to be the defensive coordinator for Kellen Moore. The roles were reversed in L.A. with the Chargers, if you remember, where Kellen Moore was the OC and Staley was the head coach, and so now they're flipping it the other way.
What an awful coaching staff. What an awful roster. What an awful organization. They should have ripped the Band-Aid off when it was over with Drew Brees at the end of that and Sean Payton. They should have just rebuilt then. But instead they thought, I know what we'll do. We'll go get Derek Carr and we'll be fine.
No, that's not
wrong.
No, not working out. So you're down on Kellen Moore?
Yes.
He was pretty good with Philly.
Stop.
You don't like him.
That team is going to be the worst team in the league next year.
New Orleans is going to be pretty bad.
Which good for them. Maybe they'll go get Arch.
Maybe
Tank
they will.
For Arch.
That might be their plan.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a
grab bag.
Take it away.
All right, I know you've been in on college football, but for a lot of people, or I'm sorry, college basketball, but for a lot of people, you know, football's over. Now the Four Nations is over. Maybe you start to really kind of sink your teeth in. And this weekend, you got a bunch of good games. So you have Tennessee, Texas A&M tomorrow. The SEC is loaded. They got, like, all the best teams in the country are in the SEC. So that's a noon game, number 6 versus number 7. You got Houston, Iowa State in the Big 12. Both teams are in the top 8. Alabama, Kentucky, another matchup of two top 20 teams. But who are you liking right now, a couple weeks away from the big dance?
I'll be honest, I'm going to watch tonight. I want to see Michigan State against Michigan. That game's in Ann Arbor.
All right.
That's a huge game because we know what Sparty does this time of year generally. Yeah. Yep. Once you start getting into late February, early March, that's Izzo time, generally speaking. And then his teams, you know, once tournament time comes around, we know what it is. So I'm looking to see that game tonight. Michigan's been very good all year. It is in their barn. So I'll have my eyes out on that. I'll tell you a team I've been watching closely, and kind of to answer your question, one that I believe in and I think is going to go on a deep run. I don't know if you've checked them out this year. St. John's, man.
Oh, Patino.
Oh,
he's got them cooking right now, right?
That team, a quintessential Patino team, too. Uh-huh. Yes, they're talented. Yes, they have some ringers. But really, collectively, they are tougher than $2 steak tips. I mean, they're in every game. They play defense.
Yeah, man.
So that's a team. I want to see, like, depending on seeding, I think that's a team that's going to go on a deep run.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Very good.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
How about this exciting movie news? The Rock is reportedly going to be the lead in Martin Scorsese's next film.
Whoa.
Martin Scorsese is going to be doing a movie apparently about a ruthless Hawaiian crime boss.
Whoa.
Who will be portrayed by The Rock. How do you think that's going
to
go?
Well, are we ready to have the conversation about The Rock's actual acting skills?
Yes.
Because
I'm ready for it.
It sounds like there's going to be a lot on him with this. Like,
yeah, I would say
are we
so.
Sure The Rock can act?
I don't think we are. I think as far as former wrestlers are concerned, I feel like John Cena has passed him by on the high speed lane.
Right?
John Cena, very charismatic, very funny
right?
in comedies.
Like,
The Rock has made some bad choices.
Yeah, we're going to need to see some acting chops yep. here when you're with Scorsese. But it's a great opportunity.
It is.
Because if he kills this role, yep. it puts all that, what we're doing, it puts mm-hmm. all that to bed.
It does. That
or being next to Leo will just make him look even worse.
You
could go that route too. That's a possibility.
Oh.
Also, this, maybe you aren't ready for this take. I don't think Martin Scorsese's made a good movie in 15 years.
Oh.
How do you like that?
Wow.
How do you like that?
Wow.
These are his last five movies. Killers of the Flower Moon, awful. Came out in 2023. The Irishman, horrible.
It's too long.
2019 was so long. I never saw the movie Silence, so if that was good, then so
nothing.
Be it. I'm out on that.
No.
I don't think a lot of people saw it.
No.
This one's more polarized. The Wolf of Wall Street was not my cup of tea.
What?
Yeah, I did not like it.
Loved it.
Okay, so then you would say 2013 was the last good one for
That's
for
a long
season.
Time.
He also did Hugo in 2011. And then he did Shutter Island, which I actually liked.
I did like that, too.
Shutter Island was good.
So mixed bag
mixed.
There.
But The Rock really, I think, started out decent with, like, The Rundown and Walking Tall.
But that's not acting, bro.
Not just him, like, doing rock bottoms on people.
Yeah, he's playing himself.
It's all right.
But
Black Adam also should have been kind to him, and that movie was bad.
Well, this one that's coming out, he's going to have to act.
Yeah.
Like, you have to act here. And so I have some concerns.
I am worried as well.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Grab bag.
Speaking of celebrity news, it's official.
Okay.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez divorced. It's been in the works now for a while. Apparently these things don't happen overnight.
It just happened? I thought it happened months ago.
So did I.
It's official.
I thankfully have never been divorced. I understand that it takes quite a bit of time.
Pen to paper.
Yeah.
Now.
It takes a long time for all the, you know, cross the T's, dot the I's.
I would imagine it's a prenup. How much do they really need to settle?
I don't know. I would think, who has more money in that sense?
I would just like to offer my support.
Ben Affleck now that Dunking's money.
Oh, yeah, the Dunking's money. You want to offer your support
I'd
Jennifer?
I'd offer my support to Jennifer
yeah,
right now.
That's really
time
kind
of need.
You. Yeah.
I will not marry you, but no. I would, if you need help to get through this,
yeah.
please.
Yeah.
Maybe give me
like
a shout.
Like a nice meal of food or something yes. you guys could go. Yes. That'd be pretty good. All right, let's get to...
You're a grab bag, Harry.
Top NBA performers from last night. I'm going to give you five choices. You tell me who had the best night in the league.
Okay.
Miles Bridges, 36 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists.
All right.
Nikola Jokic, 29 points, 17 rebounds, 9 assists.
All right.
Jamal Murray in that same game went for 34. Josh Giddey for the Bulls, 27 points, 16 rebounds.
Ooh.
And old man LeBron James, 40 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and the Lakers win over the Blazers.
LeBron had a night. I wish we got a little Peyton Pritchard love in there.
My man,
Pritch was cooking.
He was lighting it up.
I think old man LeBron had the best night.
Yeah. It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, Travis, this is where I describe a random baseball player based on year, stats, and teams. And you, Billy, and Nick have to guess. And if you can't come up with it, you feel free to look at the text chat or the text line as well. For starters, we have a pitcher, starting pitcher, left-handed, and he pitched for the Pirates, Braves, Rockies, Reds, Yankees, Twins.
Oh, my God, dude.
Six teams. Part of a 13-year career, broke into the majors in 1991. His last pitch was in 2003. What? He was a two-time All-Star, third and an eighth place Cy Young finish. So we're not talking about some ham and egger here. This guy could
be a little more than random.
This guy might be a little bit maybe too good.
What year and what team for the All-Star?
Okay, All-Star in 95 with the Pirates, and he was an All-Star in 97 for the Braves.
What?
Yep. You can't Google. What are you Googling? You type stuff in?
How do I Google this? How do I Google this?
You rattle it off too quick. You can't keep up with
that. That's true. There's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah. What am I Googling?
Yeah. Random player. We get AI answers sometimes. There's a guy that'll text in AI answers. So, all right. Left-handed starting pitcher.
Two-time All-Star.
Career 4.24 ERA. 124 career wins. Over 1,400 career strikeouts.
So it was an All-Star appearance with the Pirates, you said? And then who was the other one?
Pirates, Braves?
Lefty.
And in 97, he was 20-5 and finished third in the Cy Young. Let's see who he lost to. This helps. He lost to Pedro Martinez and Greg Maddux. Seems like kind of tough luck there, going up against Pedro with Montreal and Maddux, which was his teammate. All right, text line, Twitch chat has it.
And
text line has it as well.
Oh, yeah. I would have never.
Slacking.
Who do you got?
I would have never guessed this.
Who is it?
I see it.
Say it.
The one at the bottom?
No, the one in the middle.
Yeah, the one in the middle.
The one in the middle there.
Oh, maybe
the one
have
in
it.
The middle.
$10 shake.
It's not
has
the
it.
Belinda?
No, it's not Stan Belinda.
Oh, all right. I did miss it then.
Right there. Right smack in the middle. $10 shake.
Nagel?
Denny Nagel.
You got it.
The great Denny Nagel.
I would have never.
He's like, huh?
I was like, where?
Where is it?
So there you're having to think of the other guy on those Braves rotations is near impossible.
Because there's Maddux, Smoltz, and
Avery
Clavin.
Was the first lefty I thought.
I would have never got it.
Yeah, Avery was earlier.
But Avery had a stint with the Sox, and that wasn't mentioned.
Right. And I think they basically replaced Avery with Nagel. Then they also had a Kent Merker in there for a minute. Nice little pitcher as well. All right, there you go. That's how you play
random baseball. Apparently, J-Lo and Affleck, no prenup. That's why it's taking so long.
That could be dangerous.
Why would he do that?
Yeah. Why would he do it?
Why would she do it? She might have more money than him.
Well, she's been married mad times, though.
That doesn't help.
So it lines up with her brand and not do it.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he do that?
He might have that money, though. He's got that production company.
He's got money.
Oh, he does. He definitely has money.
You guys are sleeping on Ben's paper. Them Dunk Kings checks.
Yeah. But JLo's got all the. She's got music and TV. Or, I'm sorry, and
movies. So I don't know how much you trust the net worth website.
But what do you got?
Ben Affleck at 150.
What about JLo?
What's hers?
I'll wait.
I'm going to get there.
Go ahead.
Well, he's got Batman money.
150 seems low.
Dude, Batman
Y'all
money.
Sleeping on Affleck's.
Maybe
he's got Batman money. That's Bruce Wayne.
But I feel like he might also have a different kind of lifestyle.
According to Forbes, September, she's got a net worth of $400 million.
Oh!
Not even close.
I stand corrected.
Trust these websites, but
no, I don't. But that's a sizable gap there.
Well, good for him to not have a prenup.
It's all the iced coffees and munchkins he's buying.
Yeah,
smart tracksuit.
Holy shnikes.
Doing all that. All right, we will wrap up the program and check in with WEEI Afternoons coming up next.